or CBA Mobile.
HHC Mobile.
HHC, KB4CBA, your name here is David. How you doing today?
I'm Warren, Whiskey Alpha, Romeo, Romeo Echo, November. And doing well, beautiful day.
It seems really nice out here. I'm getting ready to take a tennis lesson, so I'm headed over to the sports club. What you doing today?
Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango Mobile.
To a client to take care of their IT troubles and hopefully make them happy again. And I heard another call in there. This is N4HHC.
Yeah, I was just kind of watching where traffic was going because they got people all over a parking lot, somebody walking across, somebody else stopping in the middle of the driveway, blocking work for me to get out. So anyway, good afternoon to both of you. And also, you got another one of those late tennis matches today, huh, Dave?
Yeah, it's actually, I'm taking a lesson today, just trying to improve my forehand and backhand, so we'll see. Go ahead, Warren.
I'm trying to think the last time I swung a tennis racket. It was a long time ago. Let's see here. I was into basketball, but I'm trying to save my knees now, so I don't play much of that right now.
Well, swung a tennis racket was probably 50-some years ago. And because I think I was in my 20s when I last played, and I'm not there anymore. And basketball, as short as I am, was never my sport. I played some volleyball, and but I was primarily a bowler. Approximately 60 years of arthritis and then arthritis all caused me to quit. So I started at age 10 and had to give it all up at about age 60, so go figure. Go ahead, David.
Well, you know, you got the you got a good build for a bowler, and but you were good. And that's something I never was very good at. I enjoyed it, but I just never was very good at it. And my dad used to bowl all the time. They were, him and my stepmom were in a league, and they bowled. You know, they had their own, you know, custom-made bowling balls and shoes and all that stuff, and they were really into it. But anyway, yeah, I just enjoy tennis. You know, I get out there and I get the exercise I need, and I'm having fun doing it. So, you know, it's the best of both worlds.
The bowling, I really enjoyed bowling, but I broke my finger playing basketball. And the joint on my right hand has a problem, and so that always caused me a problem bowling. So maybe, Rusty, you know how to work around that, over.
Several people. I never broke, knock on wood, I've not ever had any broken bones of any sort. Cracked ribs a couple of times from some seventh grade or sixth grade little league footballers and all. So they put the junior high footballers and they put their heads down and run, and they don't look at where they're going. So you get clipped in the ribs every now and again. But now I would bowl in two or three leagues a week, depending upon, you know, whether it was the summer leagues or winter leagues. And of course, I refereed high school football for 25 years, too, so in there I had to work around that. And also so, but you know, I got a friend who years ago he lost one of his two middle fingers on his right hand, and he learned to bowl by changing. So he only had two holes in his ball for his fingers, and he had learned how to get a prop, and it worked so that he was able to bowl like that. And he still maintained about a 170 average most of the time. My averages ran anywhere from the upper 180s to the low little over 200 a couple of times. So, you know, it's what you learn to do over the years and things like that. So, but I used to enjoy that, and it was always fun. And my wife did her singing, and I did my bowling. So that was the way our hobbies went and things like that. So, pretty day out here. It's up to 85 degrees according to my thermometer. So go ahead, David, W2T Mobile.
KB4CBA in the group. Warren, just so you know, Rusty sings in a barbershop quartet, and they go all over the place singing. In fact, they sang at Artist Fair in Greenville. What was that, last weekend? Weekend before last? I can't remember. And Rusty's active, real active in that, and his church. So anyway, and I'm a musician as well. That's my main source of income, and for years, for over 40 years, I was a worship leader and directed music. So that's a big part of my life too. Anyway, go ahead and pick it up there, Warren.
Very, very interesting. Very good. I'm trying to. So I taught for 20 years, and then opened up my own business and do IT services. And but back in 1981, I got my novice ticket, and haven't ever looked back. That's been amateur radio has been an amazing hobby, and really have enjoyed it. And I tell you, one of the things I thoroughly enjoy now is giving the test every month, because that lets you meet the new people coming in and trying to encourage them and mentor them along. This is N4HHC. Go ahead, Rusty.
Hello, Warren. Yeah, well, I've been a ham for almost 35 years now, so I didn't get started as early as you did. I got started in 1990, so been doing it a good while, and it's fun, and I've enjoyed it. Done a number of field days with several different clubs all over the place. Don't get to go to meetings as often, because now both the club I belong to, they meet on Monday nights, and my barbershop rehearsals are on Monday nights. And during the wintertime, my handbell rehearsals are on Monday afternoons. Just go to handbell rehearsal for an hour, and then got 20 minutes to get from one place to another and get ready for the next rehearsal, the barbershop rehearsal. So, and Dave, we sang on Mother's Day weekend. That was Artist Fair weekend, was Mother's Day. So next performance I got coming up is June 10th. We'll be at the Woodlands at Furman. And then we don't have anything else scheduled right now until December, when we do the Christmas show out there. And I'm trying to get us booked into some things here in Spartanburg, too, so we can start getting active back over here in this area instead of just all in the Greenville area. Hopefully I can get us back on the venue for Dickens of a Christmas this year. We'll just have to see. Anyway, well, I'm about to pull back into the yard. I need to get groceries inside. I need to check my mail, then get groceries and get on inside. And I'm waiting. don't have any chairs to sit on in the living room right now because I got rid of the junky stuff I had there, and I've got two new recliners being delivered, at least one today, maybe both of them, I don't know. And I'll find out about that, but I was supposed to have a delivery of that at 2 o'clock this afternoon. I'll finally have another place to sit. So anyway, I'll talk to both of you later. Good to hear you, Warren. You and I have talked before. It's been a while, but good to hear you. And Dave, you behave yourself and watch that back end. It might backfire on you and then it'll smack you in the face. Talk to both of you later. KB4CBA to take it. W2T. 7-3s, guys.
And besides that, he's getting too old and decrepit to go to field day in Gerard.
Let anybody on this frequency, I tell you. Oh, hey, Tom. Well, you know, I'm going to, as long as I can stand up, I'm going to hit the tennis ball and, or swing at it. I may not hit it every time. But anyway, oh, my goodness gracious. Well, Warren, you got Tom in there, too, in 0TR. He's a piece of work. And, well, that's just all I'm going to say about that. Go ahead and pick it up, Tom. KB4CBA.
Well, Warren, that's the best thing Dave said about me in years. And I, Rusty, by Rusty, we just come in and walk up the stairs. We've been out doing yard work. Go ahead, Warren.
Well, I'm just getting ready to pull up at my client here. I gotta run inside, but enjoyed chatting with you fellas and passing the time. Just got to figure out how I can put my radio time down on the timesheet. That'd be a good thing, but I don't think that's legal. All right, 73s, guys, N4HHC.
You have a good one. Good to talk with you. And hope you have a good rest of the day. Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, sorry to have missed you, Warren. Have a good day. Dave, it's 86 degrees, 62% humidity. Feels like 90, but there is a breeze of 11 mile an hour from the southwest. But you're still nuts.
You know, some things you just can't change. It's like ugly. You know, I can lose weight, but, you know, you're still ugly. So, you know, it's just kind of relative.
I'm at nuts for getting out in the heat. That's one, though. I'll give you one on that one.
Well, you know, I was just messing with you. Well, you know, somebody's got to do it, so... Yeah, I see people out, you know, they'll wait till like 2, 3 o'clock to cut their grass, and I'm just like, good Lord, I mean, you know, that must be the only time of the day they have, because that's, you know, about the hottest part of the day, and I just can't understand why you want to cut grass then, but, you know, more power to you, that's what you want to do, and, but anyway... See, I'm out here having fun, so it really doesn't matter. And it's kind of overcast right now, so it's kind of nice. So if it stays like this, I'll have a nice nice lesson.
It's N0TR. Well, I see you finally got old enough. You're getting a lesson in pickleball, huh? Not. Oh, shoot. Well, the breeze is nice in the shade, but out in the sun, it's got awful hot. I was sweeping the lawn this morning, and I never started to mow the grass till I think it was 7:35, and I got down about 8:05 or something like that. It was almost dark, and you're absolutely right. But I think it's the natives, the ones that are used to this heat, because I see really old folks out there even doing it. You know, I just can't. It just bloody well would give me a heart attack, probably. But, you know, that worked out real well last night. It was cool out there by then. Well, the air temp wasn't. It was still 88 when I went out, but it was falling.
I've, back a few years ago, a good many years ago now, I guess, I tried playing tennis, you know, like when it was 95 degrees and the sun was out, and man, about 15, 20 minutes of that, and I felt like I was just cooking from the inside, like I was in a microwave oven. It was just, it was awful, and I just can't even describe it to you, how that heat just drained my energy, and you know, my legs turned to rubber, and I just, you know, I just couldn't do it. So, in fact, the guy I was playing with, both of us had to quit. He had a couple of heart attacks, so I definitely didn't want to push him. So, but he's doing good now. Yeah, of course, he just retired.
The radar here. Yeah, I think it's an excellent sport, Dave. I wish I could do it. I played a little bit of tennis years and years ago. I kind of liked it, but working the shifts that I did and being on call 24 hours a day just didn't work with that and raising two girls. But now that you're retired, you can do what you want, pretty much. When you're going back up to your sister's place, this is Gerald T.R.
Before CPA, tomorrow. She's having the other eye done tomorrow. My wife's headed up there right now. God bless her, because, boy, I tell you, the traffic's awful. And and I imagine it'll be bad tomorrow, too. But she's going to go and take her and get the surgery done and bring her home. And then I'm going to go up there and stay with her for the rest of the weekend and, drive her around and that kind of thing. So, well, she has to go back. She has to go back and see the doctor Saturday. So I'll take her back for that appointment, and then, I don't know what we'll do after that, but I'll come back Sunday.
It's definitely gonna be bad traffic. No question about that. Well, it looks like, Dave, the storms are in northern Mississippi, exiting Arkansas, and the heavier ones. Nothing here locally, but, you know, with the mix of heat and humidity, it says it's 85 out there, but it feels like 91 because there's 63% humidity. We definitely could get pop-ups, and I think they're more prevalent tomorrow from what the weather forecaster said.
With the heat and humidity, a pop-up shower is not out of the question. But anyway, it looks pretty cloudy. I'm over here at the sports club right now, so. Well, I'm going to jump out and get ready for my lesson. I got to change shoes and go inside and pay and all that stuff. So, get some better to get moving. Oh, man. You have yourself a good day. Stay out of this heat and behave yourself if that's possible. And I'll talk to you later. This is KB4CBA. Clear up to your final.
Get too hot. That sun, when it gets the right angle up there, or, you know, noon and up to about 4 or 5 o'clock, it's straight down at you, and it just feels like your skin's about to boil. But once it starts going down in the evening, even if the temperature's high, it's not as bad, I don't think. You take care. Talk to you later. KB4CBA N0TR 73.